Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
The NutriMedical Report we have to read here. And, of course, we have the spectrum of the most advanced nutraceuticals in the world here at NutriMedical. You can't find them anywhere else. And you'll have the best advice, which is free. You can email me and ask for a starter protocol anytime, even if you've never listened to the show. And if you purchased a product, you can even get a call back in a time window or time windows, because I'm so busy. You may want to give two or three time windows so I can call you. And with the formula Cardivest, which I take a ton of, in fact, I take at least three capsules three times a day. Plus, I often will put in my drink, which I'm drinking right now, of the Cardivest tincture. Why do I take that? Because I want my heart and blood vessels to contract and perfuse my tissue. I don't want to build up plaque. I don't want free radical damage to my vessel wall, like leaving a garden hose out in the sunlight and letting it anneal or get hard. I don't want decreased perfusion and decreased delivery of nutrients and oxygen to the tissues. And I don't want to end up with the effects of what we call hypertensive cardiovascular and vascular damage that occurs. And I don't want to promote the kind of plaque that can embolize, causing a heart attack or a stroke or an embolic thing or a blocked artery. This formula is essential. Whether or not you add things like our peptides or Red Deer Velvet DR or use lumen photon pads over, say, a blocked artery in your leg, you need to have Cardivest, and it's so important. There's knockoff formulas, and I'm going to advise you do not ever take them. Strelitz Heart Drops, Heart and Body, Extendivite, these are knockoff formulas that don't include the right part of the plant, the right product. Don't measure every batch to make sure the right biomolecules are present. They're knockoffs, and they actually stole the patent information, or part of it, and stole the formula and didn't even get the right suppliers or the right part of the plant to actually manufacture it. And they pretend that they invented them. That's what I find pretty disgusting. Now, you have to understand, there's a lot of fake, not only fake news out there, but fake nutraceuticals by multiple people, whether they're veterinarians that are now naturopaths or they're people that are out there flogging their health expert like the Health Ranger and others. These people don't know what they're talking about. Doing functional medicine is the most complex region in medicine. It's more complex than surgery, intensive care, family medicine, pediatrics, geriatrician, whatever, because you're involved with looking at the person in terms of their intermediate metabolism, their genetics, their epigenetics, their quantum biophysics, and the actual physiology of the living systems as to how they develop disease long before they ever get symptoms. For example, long before you have a heart attack, you've had hypertension, you've had vessel damage, you've had abnormal lipids causing oxidative non-hormonal hydroxycholesterol, and you've had a death of macrophages eating bad, partially trans fatty acids, etc., creating plaque. And it takes decades of misuse before you have a final big event. You know, like, remember Jackie Gleason, if you're old enough, you remember the Jackie Gleason show and you used to tell Alice, hey, Alice, I'm going to get the big one. Well, the big one is, heart attack and vascular disease is collectively larger than the next five major causes of death, cancer, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you have to understand that unless you as a carer and the of your blood vessels. And by the way, you're not going to get care just from taking a few blood pressure pills, an ACE inhibitor or diuretic. You got to take care of your vessel health and your lipid health, and you got to prevent cholesterol oxidation and plaque formation. And that's what happens when you start taking cardiovascular. It's that important. So let's go through the seven synergistic herbs in it and why. This is a foundation formula. You can add lots of stuff to it, like CoQ10 ubiquinol and our vascular carnitine and Omega Supreme Pro and, you know, Gamma E Plus, Cell Detox Glutathione and Ultrathiamin B1. You can add the cardiac peptides and Ultrathiamin B1. You can add Lumen Photon and Epigenetic Frequency Therapy with our antenna system and mild hyperbaric oxygen. You've already got fixed disease. You can do lots of stuff, but the foundation of the tent of health is cardiovascular for your health. If you're not taking cardiovascular, where you're taking lots of other vitamins, you know, like Spock being, you know, told what for by Captain James T. Kirk. Remember, he always had that little delay that he would say before he said something to Spock. Spock, why are you not taking cardiovascular, Spock? You know, Vulcans are prone to heart disease. They can live long, but all of your relatives that live long took cardiovascular. Just being funny. So let's go through them.
Sure. The first component is the hawthorn. And we use a leaf and flower extract from the European-grown hawthorn plant. And we test for an active called Vitexin.
Right. And the Vitexin basically is like a cardiotonic, vasculotonic, similar to digoxin. It helps your heart and vessels to contract to actually perfuse your organs. That's how important it is. It's that straightforward. It's like, oh, that's complicated. No, it's not. It's simple. Most of these things are actually very simple and intuitive, and they make sense, don't they?
Sure.
Next thing is?
Garlic.
It's not just aged garlic. It's aged garlic that kills off nanobacteria that infect your artery walls and viruses like cytomegalovirus, and actually also blocks the angiotensin-converting enzyme, because when your kidneys perceive that they're being malperfused, they secrete these molecules called angiotensin-converting enzyme, and they actually will raise your perfusion cardiac pumping capacity to pump really hard against the blood vessel walls. And see, your vessels are supposed to take that shearing force and respond to it. It's almost like an echo clap with a contraction of the blood vessels that pushes two-thirds of your blood flow to your periphery. Is not the heart at all, like Harvey's heart 500 years ago. It is your blood vessels. And if you don't get that secondary peristaltic wave, like a snake eating a mouse that pushes the blood flow toward your periphery, you're going to get eventually hardened non-peristaltic arteries that become useless, and your heart then gets so strained that you get thickening of the heart wall muscle, you get a decreased cardiac index, so the amount of blood pumped out each cardiac contractility drops, and eventually you get what we call heart failure, where you become edematous, go to renal failure, and then you die. Okay, and by the way, heart failure is now increasing at 440% faster than all other forms of heart disease, and it's because of the physiological changes that can be reversed with cardiovascular. Pretty important, yeah. Isn't it?
It is.
So what's next?
So then we have the cayenne.
And the cayenne, of course, is going to stimulate nitric oxide. Now, we have a three-gas system, oxygen, carbon dioxide, nitric oxide. Without nitric oxide in your tissues, you can't offload oxygen into your tissues with the oxyhemoglobin dissociation curve for red cells. Next.
So then there is the bilberry.
Small stylized antioxidant of grabber free radicals. Next.
Ginkgo biloba.
Going to stimulate the microperfusion by reducing blood viscosity and increasing the microcirculation to your arterioles and vascular bed. Next.
So then we have the milk thistle.
It's a universal stimulant to detoxify. Most people don't realize in our air, food, and water, and we try to drink and eat organic foods and have a pure water system and so on, but you can't help in the air, food, and water to get some toxins in your body, and you've got to detoxify because they're literally cooking your artery walls and your tissues. And if you damage your artery walls, you're going to get poor perfusion to your tissues. So you have to detoxify. You know, one of our environmental doctors said years ago, which I think is a good saying, detoxify or die. Well, that's what it does.
Mm-hmm.
Next is?
And the last ingredient is the valerian.
Which, right now, when people are stressed, they have increased sympathetic activity. You got to rebalance it with increased parasympathetic. And that's why valerian is so important, because it's going to rebalance your system to go into to relax instead of fight or flight. Stress hormones reduce, free radicals reduce, etc. when you have valerian. We went through all of it. Now, what are the benefits? Start from head to toe to head. 40-year-old males, people over 40, 20% of males over 40 have a blocked artery. At least one of those 20 males is going to have a 93% plus blockage of at least one artery, and several others have actually been working on it. So, number one, you'll prevent blocking of arteries below your knee. Number two, you're going to prevent coronary artery obstruction and plaque building up that calcifies in your carotid artery to get embolized to your circle of Willis in your brain. So when we come back, we'll continue with the amazing benefits of being on Cardiovasc, our flagship heart formula. If you're an adult, even without hypertension, if you're an adult and not taking it, why? Spock, Vulcans all that live long take Cardiovasc.
I think he's taking a bio break.
Yeah, I'm back.
Oh.
We should be live shortly. Okay, so I'm back. Okay, so let's proceed. I think we're probably already started, right?
Yes, we have.
So let's look at specifics. If you do a timeline of people that take Cardiovasc, they've taken knockoffs. I can't tell you how many testimonials we've had of people taking knockoff products and say, you know, I've heard Dr. Deagle. Maybe I'll try your product, which is the original, by Sam Ibrahim, your dad, who was trained in Germany and developed this product for the Chelation Society of Alberta, Canada, after training in Germany. And they say, I can't believe it. My memory's working. My legs don't cramp. My renal function's improving. I heal quicker. My vitamins seem to be working better now that I'm taking Cardiovasc. It's like, duh. Of course they are. You're perfusing your tissues. You're reducing plaque. You're opening up your carotid arteries so you don't throw all the embolus off to your brain. Your coronary arteries opening up. If you had a blocked artery in your leg and your vascular surgeon say, well, we're going to have you back in 6 months. And if you're venous study shows you've got a blocked artery, or your arterial study goes to your blocked artery on angiography, or MRA, a magnetic resonance angiogram, or a NEVA study, we're going to put a Dacron graft there, buddy, and man, you won't have cramps again. You come back in 6 months and say, damn it, as I used to like to say, the surgeon, the vascular surgeon, can't buy a bigger boat because he can cancel your surgical visit because you've opened up the artery. That, and this is not an anomaly that happens once in a while. It happens repeatedly. If you're diabetic and you're worried about losing your toes or your feet and having a below-the-knee amputation, if you're not taking this, why? Why would you be insane enough to think your doctor can rescue you from a vascular event when really, whether it's renal event problems or loss of your lower limbs below your knees, why would you listen to your dumb doctor who will medicate you until they have to do surgery? That's what happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure you know as a diabetic, I'm a borderline diabetic and have been for many years. I've been able to control it with nutraceuticals and repair my pancreas with peptides and now Red Deer Velvet DR. And because of that, my blood sugar is normal even though my blood insulin's high. I've been able to stop developing the risks that befall my grandfather by my age where he was, you know, and by my age had his below-the-knee amputations. Okay, so, it's not funny, not a funny situation. And the problem is that the big hospital clinics and so on, they don't want to solve it, whether it's Health One, Columbia, whatever. In fact, I talked to a regional health manager for three different states for a big corporation. And when he went to his boss, he said, you know, I can reduce amputations and renal failure and blindness and His boss said, that's not good for business. We can't do that. Mm-hmm. You're not. I'm not getting it. And he actually told me, when he told me the story, he cried on the phone. So I want people to understand the system is disgusting. The doctors are uninformed. And in fact, if I ask cardiologists what causes plaque, they kind of screw up their eyes and they kind of try to act like they really know stuff. But then when they realize they're talking to Deagle, it's not a pleasant thing. Now, I don't want people to be frightened to call in. I actually just heard some recent messages from my wife saying, Dr. Deagle, you're scaring people. They don't want to call in because they think you'll be mean to them. I'm not mean. I'm informed. If you do ad hominem attacks, I'm going to beat you up so bad you're not going to believe it. But if you ask a decent question and you want an honest answer, I'm going to treat you kindly because I want to protect your health, your vision, your kidneys, and your lower limbs, so if you're diabetic, so you don't lose them. And you need to know, I don't think I have the answers. I have the answers, and I can prove it with valid testing, imaging studies, blood viscosity, and cytokine levels. I'm not just only Yahoo out here fresh from medical school. I'm an experienced doctor with near half a century soon, and experience and training. And I can tell you, most of what I was taught in medical school and residency, and what most doctors are doing now, is poor, fully and truly smells like horse manure. It is absolutely BS. And the medical profession doesn't really want to solve the problem because they're like maggots. They benefit from the dead bodies that they feed on. Believe it or not. And you know that, too. The truth is true, don't you?
Yeah. And sadly
people,
enough.
People say, no, Dr. Deagle, you're just an egomaniac. No, I'm not. Just because I'm talented doesn't mean I'm an egomaniac. Let me tell you, I'm intellectually and spiritually humble. Humbled by the fact that God selected me and gave me talents, both natural and supernatural, to know stuff. And I've gone through living hell doing research in everything from chronic pain and diabetes to cancer and many other conditions. And every time I've done stuff, which is validly proven by science, by certified labs and imaging studies and so on, I get persecuted. And all it did was make me stronger. It's, you know, it's like that that guy, there was a movie done years ago with Bruce Willis. And it was called Indestructible, you know. And it was a guy that was, you know, genetically and otherwise, supernaturally, you couldn't destroy him. It wouldn't matter if it was a plane crash or you dropped him out of off a train or whatever. He couldn't die. Well, I've become indestructible. And I'm going to tell you, people, I don't take captives. If you think you and your doctor know more than me, I'm going to give you an intellectual beating of your life. Not because I'm mean, but because I'm compassionate. Okay? And I want you to, everybody out there, every adult over 20 who thinks, well, I won't get heart disease. I won't die at 45 or 55 of a heart attack or get an amputation or go into renal failure or go into heart failure. Horse hockey. Our entire society is dying very quickly at earlier ages and developing serious disease younger and younger. We're seeing major onset diabetes of the young now in the teens. We're seeing amputations of men in their 30s and 40s. We're seeing impotence. Impotence because they're blocked arteries to the penile artery. We're seeing people developing early dementia at an enormous rate. That's why if you want to invest in senility clinics to house people for the last number of years of their life drooling before they die, not knowing the relatives of their friends or the last number of movies or books they read. And cardiovascular will help preserve your brain function because it's all, a lot of it is vascular dementia. Most people are becoming demented. I have a gentleman I just had fly in a few weeks ago here from Texas. He'd already had a stroke from a carotid artery surgery. So we've got the brilliant cat for him. I'm giving him special tests through Meridian Valley Laboratories to look at blood viscosity and cardiac markers. And I'll reverse them non-toxically with nutraceuticals, not toxic drugs that'll dismyelinate his brain or make him a zombie or cause him to lose his CoQ10 so his heart starts to fail and he goes into heart failure. That's why I recommend CardioVas. And if you do a test called an EndoPat or EndoFelix to look at perfusion, which I can refer you to, if you contact me, I'll do it free. I'll just send you the link. You can find a cardiologist in your area of the country, your state, or country, to actually do these tests. I mean, non-invasive tests. You can do it in about 20 minutes in his office and prove to you whether your perfusion is good. Because we're measuring blood pressure. We should be measuring perfusion. We don't do that, do we?
No, exactly.
In fact, if you overtreat blood pressure, your drops almost perfusion. Perfusion is the key. That's why cardiovascular is your perfusion formula. It perfuses the tissue with oxygen and nutrients. That's why even the other vitamins you take work better. Okay? Blood pressure is like a bystander taking a photograph at high speed of an accident. It doesn't stop the accident. Russ, I want you to introduce your full and correct audio spelling of your name, your website address, and how to contact you by phone, because you've been doing some amazing work. You're a listener to the program. We started collaborating well over a year ago to actually put together a patent for my Red Deer Velvet DR, which is probably the most remarkable formula I've ever put together. I have some great ones, like NutriDefense, NutriIodine, NutriSilver, etc., but this one is a keeper. And in fact, because I'm so impressed, when my wife read the patent that you put together for Red Deer Velvet DR, she understood at the first meeting. It's like, whoa, this guy's got skill sets. And you do also, Russ, you also integrate it to a legal strategy and a business strategy, which I don't think any other patent office that I know, and I've worked with a number over the years since the 80s when I did doing patents over time, like my Dynatens and my pain disc technology. You're unique in your skill sets and the breadth of what you provide. So your website is strategicpatentlaw.com, strategicpatentlaw.com. Your full name, phone number, et cetera, tell us.
Sure. I'm Russ Weinzimmer, and my number, 800-621-3654. And I work out of southern New Hampshire, north of Boston, but I serve a national clientele. I have testimonials on my website from clients all over the country. I specialize in working with individuals, small companies, entrepreneurs, and what I call inventrepreneurs, which are inventors that have a commercial goal for their invention. They just don't want to put up a plaque on the wall. They want to really bring their product to the public so the public can benefit from it to the maximum extent.
Exactly. Now, one of the things that I'm doing, you may or may not know this, is I've talked to Jandy Ziplatt, who bought all the remaining velvet from New Zealand from Watipi, that actually was our supplier for our Red Deer Velvet DR. And I talked to him. I said, you know, I'd be interested in actually licensing you to actually manufacture with a business agreement our patented Red Deer Velvet DR, because I said all the other DR products, including your previous product, just put in a regular capsule, gets destroyed by the stomach acid and pepsin and the pancreatic enzymes. But if you deliver it to the target tissues, you return a person to the fetal state, which is the only state when you don't age. In fact, you know, I call it the Archimedes Principle. Is a term of IQ, I call it curiosity index. I have an extremely high curiosity index. I ask more questions in a day than most people do in a year. And I don't mind feeling stupid or feeling ignorant or feeling kind of lost, because it's actually, I feel like I kind of enjoy not really understanding something, but asking more questions to eventually, and people should understand this, and I said this on the show recently, the questions come from the soul and the center of our hyperdimensional being of what we are. It doesn't come from the mind. It doesn't come from the emotions. It comes from the soul. And when you ask questions, you get true wisdom, and wisdom is all power. All power comes from wisdom. And the greatest theft in America is not gold or silver or land or even people. It's intellectual property. $300 billion to China every year, roughly, is literally thefted by the Chinese, and about $30 billion from Canada. And that intellectual property is, we are inventing the future in America. The future is coming from us. 90% of patents in the world are American, for the entire world. We've invented everything from cars to electricity to whatever, and it's people that have immigrated here, and actually, by the very nature of America and our culture, we've created a culture and patent protections and so on that can protect the intellectual property of people so they can turn it into a small to medium to large business or sell it, their rights to a larger business, to actually get it to the public. And that's why 90% of the new jobs 10 years from now, I just talked about this with Lowell Ponte in the last hour, haven't even been invented yet, but it's going to be intellectual property and intellectual property assets. As you mentioned, inventioneering, the future is where it's at. So tell us what you do uniquely, because you really impressed me with what you provided with my services. Anybody out there with an idea that needs to patent and turn it into a business, you need to contact Russell. So Russ, what did you do differently, and how did you proceed? Because as you say, you have a patent on how to do this and turn it into a business asset, not just an idea on paper.
Yes, I actually wrote a patent application on how we integrate market analysis, defining the scope and almost the landscape of the market with a claim strategy. And that was filed, and so people can fully read about the full extent of what we can do. And, you know, it's not necessary to do all of that, but we're always thinking about your market, and we scope the claims understanding your market, who your customers will be, who the competition is, so that if anyone wants to compete with you, they're going to run right into your claims that will stop them. So good claims are properly scoped, and they are clear and
right.
understandable, because they're like a mini law, and you want to know right up front, am I violating this law? Am I infringing this claim? To the extent the definitions are vague, they are debatable. Debate occurs in courtrooms. We call that litigation. Lawyers bills. You don't want to do that. You want to make things so clear you prevent those debates and arguments right up front. So we do really good searching up front. I've innovated in the search area. We have what we call a premium search that does not involve just one searcher, but two searchers. The second searcher goes to Washington, D.C. These people are like dinosaurs. They're almost gone, except in Jurassic Park movie. He goes into the patent office and searches the same database that the patent examiners will search. So that enables us to get as close as possible to what the examiner will find, which saves us time and money in the patent process, because we can then accurately scope the claim so that we go as broad as that prior art that we found will allow. Now, no search can be perfect in principle. It's impossible. Every search turns out differently. But if we do more searching, say we have our basic searcher that searches non-patent prior art and all the patent prior art that's out there, including patents, patent applications, both United States and all the other countries. So we do that searching. That's the basic search. The premium
right.
search adds that second searcher. So it's like having two eyes. We get a more 3D perspective on things, and the more prior art that we find, the stronger your patent is against invalidity attack. Because if you want to license your patent, the first thing the potential licensee will do is decide whether your patent is scary or not. Can we invalidate it? If they can invalidate it with their searcher, you're done. They just go right around it. They'll hide behind the prior art they found and tunnel right through. But if they can't knock you out, then they have to take your patent seriously, and that's when they sign up for a licensing deal.
Right. So, for example, I've got a company called Grown by Nature in Los Angeles that bought up all the patent, the powder from New Zealand. But if I can license them and the patent is really well done, that means they will benefit, the public will benefit, this will get a much larger market. I also want to do this, as I've said, with my health care plan. Give an example, and this is I'll just let you kind of run with it. One of the next patents I want to do is I want to patent my epigenetic frequency therapy. Now, I've been doing research in quantum biophysics for 38 years. I started doing work back in the early 1980s with a PhD engineer, and I had equipment from Europe looking at chronic pain. And I developed a quantum theory about how biology was regulated. I presented it in 1982 called Fonon-Maser biophysics, which means the frequencies of the cellular communication actually regulate your DNA. I've now fully developed that theory. It's not published in the open market yet, but it will be in the patent, which I'm putting together. And what it does is it's not just for human biology, but biology of humans, animals, plants, any biological system of any organism here on Earth, or even exobiology on a distant planet. And I worked out the quantum biophysics of how DNA regulates cellular production of enzymes and structural proteins. Now, it's based, like I said, like Sir Isaac Newton said, I stand on the shoulders of giants. Dr. Nesterov at the Nonlinear Institute, Dr. Linus Pauling, Dr. Truat, who worked with him for the last few years of his life, and many others. And this patent, therefore, will be, hopefully with your amazing help, become bulletproof, and then can be licensed to major corporations to create technologies that benefit the people of Earth, and especially of America. And we'll be back in a minute with your next segment. We want to make sure people know this is an amazing strategy. lot of ideas. Once I get enough money behind me, I've been an inventor since the time I was a child. I could literally spin out 1,000 inventions. And I would say probably 10 or 20% of them would literally shock and change the world. And people say, well, how can you be so inventive? I said, it's called curiosity. For example, I know of technology, I'm not going to get into specifics, that could modify the weather to stabilize the world climate. I know about technology that I'm going to enshrine in patents I'll be working with you on, that allow you to grow superfoods and help people, whether it's in the ICN, baby survive, or in animal husbandry, or grow super plants literally in something the size of a pet chamber in your window. I want people to understand that, you know, my inventiveness doesn't really have any bounds. And I want people to realize there's a lot of smart people out there. A lot of them don't necessarily have formal training. They're welders, they're tool and die people, they're people that work for a company 10 or 20 years, but they got a great idea. You need to get that great idea to Russ by going to strategicpatentlaw.com and getting started. Again, that phone number is 800-621-3654, because you need to realize you don't want to just turn into an idea and put it on paper. You want to transform it into a business asset and to change the world. The reason why companies like China are trying to steal our intellectual property, and they'll amplify it. They're great at amplifying with their communist system, but they're very poor at creating, and part of it's cultural. I remember talking to a business expert from China a couple of years ago, and they bought an American business, bought out and collaborated with a Chinese company, and they asked these Chinese engineers, which were smart, to invent in their own bench different things, and they went back 6 months later, and nobody invented anything. And they said, why are you only inventing things? He said, in our culture, if you invent something that the party, because they're always watching us, doesn't like, you'll end up tissue-typed in a Laodai prison camp. Whoa. So you have to understand, other cultures don't have the culture of American inventiveness. They don't. And the thing is, with the patent law technology, you have to make sure your patent is bulletproof from being stolen or just sidestepped. If you start trying to do business with somebody and you got a poorly written patent, they'll just walk around it. So tell us what you do, for example, for some of the, without getting into specifics, some of the ideas that I've had about, quantum biology and weather modification for the health of the ecosphere and so on. People then need to start understanding the future is completely different, isn't it? For example, I have a way of actually modifying phytoplankton so you can create hydrogen. And I don't want to get into specifics about that, so you can basically make a hydrogen photocell that would generate hydrogen that could go to an adsorb chamber. You can do that. I mean, there's so many ideas that actually could be converted into reality to change our world so we don't need to have toxic pollution. We don't need to have scalar radiation. We don't need to have, like, 5G networks everywhere. We don't need to have toxic drugs given by doctors that are uninformed and don't know biology. We can do quantum testing, for example. Which I do now. I mean, I do it not only here in Vista, California. I can do it remotely because I've been able to figure out how to hack into the quantum holographic universe, which, as far as I know, nobody else in the world has done what I do. Nobody.
Okay, let me talk about what is patentable. And
right.
I want all the listeners to understand that patentability does not mean a flash of genius. You do not have to be a genius to be an inventor. Although, just being a genius doesn't prevent you from being an inventor. A lot of inventors are geniuses, but most people are not geniuses, and most inventors are not geniuses. They've gotten an idea of doing something better. There's a benefit from what is new. That's the key. It's got to be new, and it's got to be useful in a way that people will want to buy, and that's it. It's lots of people have these ideas. I hear all the time about people who have called me after a lifetime of frustration, generating ideas, not taking action, and seeing them on the shelves a few years later. And they finally woke up and said, why don't I call a patent attorney? So I will get the call because I advertise nationally, and they find me. And then they start talking to me, and they realize, you know, I can do this. So what is the process? Dr. Bill already went through this process with me. He starts with explaining the invention, and then I listen, and I say, that's interesting. Can you explain this part a little bit more? Can you send me an article? Can you send me something that will help me understand this piece and also over here and over there? So once I get to the point where I understand the basic idea, I will repeat it back to the inventor, and I will say, is that it? And then when I hear them say, yes, that's perfect. That's exactly what I invented. Okay, good. So let's do a search. And then I tell them, what do you want to do? You want the basic search or the premium? So they make a decision and say, okay, we'll do that. Within 7 to 10 days, we get back to them. We email the search report, which describe how the searches were done, and we send the references that we found. So then the inventor reviews those references, finds the closest and most similar three references or more, if there's some that are disturbingly close and they want to discuss it with me. And then by talking with the inventor, I formulate a strategy for claiming the invention that protects them in their market and does not step on the toes of the prior art. So as broad as we can, based on that prior art that was found, and will protect in the marketplace something of value. If there's nothing left of value, it's like, all right, well, yeah, there's nothing we can do here because there's nothing left on the table because the prior art sort of had all the good stuff. Or they left out something that we just can't find anywhere, and that's what we're going to go forward with and protect by writing a clear patent application that teaches the invention, how to make the invention and how to use it, and also claims it, which is a definition of what it means to infringe that patent. We defined it clearly, support those claims with a teaching, which is required by the patent law, which has its origins in the Constitution. Now, this country was founded by engineers who engineered the Constitution and included a patent system, which protects, you know, everything from inventions and also includes copyright protection and later trademark protection.
Right. So what you're doing is quite brilliant, and I know it goes beyond the other patent officers I've worked with, because you're actually, number one, doing the search to make sure that you find the niches where your patent will work and where it has it transitions to a business model and a contract or a licensing, because most people are not going to have the financial resources to do it. For example, when I first patented my Dynatans machine, which I want to repatent, it was a machine to generate what's called a morphogenetic field. Now with my knowledge, I'm going to repatent it and change it and upgrade it because it's beyond the patent years now, but I can repatent it. Number two, I developed a thing called
Well, you can't repatent something, but you can improve it.
Yeah, I can improve it, yeah.
The improvement.
That's what I mean. I want to improve, patent the improvements. Anyway, the same thing, I developed a thing called pain disc. And I discovered something really interesting, that you can't suffer pain unless the Langerhans gate in your skin allows it. So I've actually have patents going back. I still have 4 years left, actually, on that patent. But I know how to produce the product that you can actually either ionophorese into the skin at those specific points using an acupuncture point finder, because my model of what pain is completely different than the so-called medical profession. The medical profession are lost in space. And unfortunately, if you're curious enough, I realized over 45 years now since I went to medical school that most of the theories about how medicine works and how disease works is completely foolish. Now, if you are curious enough and you develop theories that can, whether it's business, let's say you're a tool and die guy and you make a better way of making a specific tool, or you make a better way of distributing electrical power, or you make a better way of growing food or whatever, it can be something relatively minor, but it can actually be like, you know, inventing the paperclip. It can be financially very rewarding, but it also can change the nature of the culture and life and reduce pollution or toxicity. For example, maybe you describe a way of recycling so that everything is stored in factories and little cubes of every product in the world, and there's no such thing as landfills anymore or more plastic in the oceans than fish. I mean, I want to see a world where the inventors create a new world that's safe, non-toxic, and totally recyclable, and that we don't have things like 5G networks and so on that are toxic to the human biology. I want to see new ways of actually, for example, they've got a new way of transmitting signals to your computers through the a light system called a Li-Fi rather than a Wi-Fi. That inventor was real smart. They actually figured out a way of using light-emitting diodes to actually communicate with your computer. So you actually find the niche, find the business model, so you go way beyond just normal patenting, don't you?
Yes. We can help. Our trademark is from your mind to the marketplace.
Yeah, strategicpatentlaw.com. Russ Weinzimmer. And the number is 800-621-8255. 3654. We're going to have you back on regularly. We're also doing some simulcast video. We've got lots of projects. I want you out there to realize your ideas are literally the substance that's going to create a stable future for America and the world. It's our ideas. Our ideas, not laws. Our ideas are the substance of the future.
Absolutely, Dr. Bill.
Thank you, Russ. Amazing patent officer. Call him today. Get in touch with them, strategicpatentlaw.com.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.